Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisti. Four persons who were involved in the alleged death of an individual at a rehabilitation center, Yeshu Arms Wellness Foundation, located at Cheki Village, Chimakidima, have been arrested by the police. Police said four individuals along with the owner of the rehabilitation center have been arrested and are now in police custody. Taking cognizance of the case, Dimapur Police registered a Sumoto FIR at Dipupar Police Station and initiated a detailed investigation. All necessary procedural steps are being taken to ensure that those responsible are brought to justice without delay. Police said a parallel inquiry into the rehabilitation center to verify its compliance with licensing and operational standards has been initiated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players, highlighting that just as the space sector was opened for private entities by the government, the Prime Minister said the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi yesterday.
जैसे हमने स्पेस इनोवेशन को प्राइवेट सेक्टर के लिए ओपन किया वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites. Nagaland's advisor for CAWD in Texas, Kadecho Kamo, inaugurated the Additional Deputy Commissioner's Office Complex at Akuluto Town yesterday in the presence of Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajeto Kinemi. Mr. Kamo praised Chief Minister Nipurio's visionary leadership and appreciated Mr. Kinemi for driving development in Akuluto despite limited funds. He expressed hope that the new office would enhance public service delivery. Calling for unity and peace as essential for progress, the advisor highlighted India's goal of achieving Viksit Bharat by 2047 and urged collective efforts for development.
Develop India, develop Akuluto, develop Zuniboto, develop Nagaland. Itu hobole karne, each and every family, ekta ekta family develop hobolage. Itu kinika develop hobo, mon milai kine, khali mangi ekla na hoi kine, then hagbari bhi kaam kuri kine. Soto mando hobi, dangur mando hobi, leader hobi, public hobi, milai kine, kaam kuri kine, amar na state to development hobolage.
Mr. Kamo encouraged villagers under Akuluto to adopt initiatives like One Village, One Crop to boost economic growth. In his speech, Advisor Kinemi thanked the government for its support and said the new EDC office symbolizes progress, urging the public to protect and value the facility. The Department of Power, Nagaland DOPN, has announced that smart postpaid meters in Dimapur, Kohima and Chimakidima divisions will be converted to smart prepaid meters in a phased manner beginning 1st of next month. To mark Nagaland Statehood Day. The initiative has been carried out under the Government of India's revamped distribution sector scheme, RDSS. We have a report.
The department said consumers will receive an SMS 3 days before conversion with further alerts on balance, disconnection and recharge. A 300 rupees emergency credit will be provided for 5 working days, after which the amount and any usage will be deducted from the first recharge. Consumers are advised to recharge before the credit expires. Postpaid dues will be recovered in 6 monthly installments payable before the 10th of each month at subdivision cash counters to avoid disconnection. Onnalu Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, the department has asked consumers to recharge at subdivision cash counters through the DOPN portal or via the Smart Meter Nagaland mobile app available on the Google Play Store. The department said the iOS version of the app will be released soon. In a first of its kind, a joint meeting of the Kohima District TB Forum, the District AIDS Prevention and Control Committee and the District Community Resource Group was held recently at DC Conference Hall, Kohima, with ADC Kohima Rafukutyo Nudi chairing the program. The health officials reviewed immunization, maternal and child health and TB control activities. Here is a report.
Kohima recorded 87.3% MR1 measles rubella vaccine coverage in 2024-2025 with improved coverage of 106% from April to August 2025. Penta 1 coverage stood at 89.5% and 109.2% for the same periods. Officials stressed stronger coordination to achieve full immunization. The meeting revisited July's maternal and child death surveillance and response findings involving 3 maternal and 5 child deaths, highlighting urgent needs such as cardiac monitors, an obstetric HDU, essential neonatal equipment, better diagnostics, and staff training. TB updates noted 149 screening camps, 5,000 plus screenings, 540 notifications, and a 72.42% treatment success rate. Onalu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
A DIPR report stated that the meeting called for improved health infrastructure and continued community engagement to enhance maternal, child and public health outcomes. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.